Lesson 1. Where to go on holiday? If you want to have fantastic holidays, it's worth planning them beforehand. In this lesson, you will hear three friends choosing the best holiday destination. Listen to the dialogue, but first listen to the words and phrases that are used in this conversation. Listen carefully.
Holiday. Vacatia. To decide. Zdecydować. To agree. Zgadzać się. Israel. Israel. Jerusalem. Jerozolima. To stick to something. Trzymać się czegoś. Trip. Wycieczka. Dangerous. Niebezpieczny. Risky. Ryzykowny. Narrow streets. Wąskie uliczki. Guaranteed sunshine. Gwarantowane słońce. Sightseeing. Zwiedzanie. Cuba. Cuba. West Coast. Zachodnie wybrzeże. Desert. Pustynia. Sounds good. Brzmi dobrze. Visa. Visa. Spain. Hiszpania. Andalusia. Andalusia. To hire a car. Wypożyczyć samochód. Morocco. Morocco. Tenerife. Teneriffa. To lure. Wabić. Cyprus. Cypr. Package holiday. Wyjazd zorganizowany. Cypriot. Cypryjczyk. Greek. Grek. Turk. Turek. Melting pot of cultures. Tygiel kulturowy. Influence. Wpływ. How does that sound? Jak wam się to podoba?
And now listen to the dialogue. You'll hear three friends, Sharon, Chris and Andy, planning their holiday and discussing their choices of holiday destination. Listen to them talking.
Okay, we've done the hard part and got our 2 weeks of holiday from work at the same time.
Now all we have to do is decide where to go.
I suggest we all write down two destinations and then choose which is best for all of us. Does everyone agree?
Okay, what's first?
Israel.
Israel?
Yes, we can go and see some of the history.
I'd like that, but there are too many problems at the moment.
Yeah, even if we stick to the beaches, Tel Aviv and that area, and take a trip to Jerusalem, it's still very risky.
Yeah, it's a shame. I'd love to see Jerusalem's old quarter with its narrow streets, but it's too dangerous.
What's next then?
Morocco.
Good choice, I think. Guaranteed sunshine, not too many political problems there.
I agree, but there is one thing. It might be too hot in August.
Too hot?
Yeah, we were just going for a beach holiday, then it would be okay. But we'd want to do a lot of sightseeing, see the souks, and a bit of the desert. And I think it'd be too hot for that.
Okay, so maybe we can come back to that one. What's next?
Cuba.
That would be great. It's still as it was 50 years ago, if you believe what you read in the papers. What does everyone else think?
Well, I'd like to see the place where Castro is still in control. And it's got plenty more to offer. The food, and the beaches, and the rum cocktails.
Okay, so we'll put that on the shortlist. Next up is the USA.
Can you be a bit more specific?
I was thinking about a trip to the West Coast. California, San Francisco, and then drive down the coast. And we can take in the desert there too.
Sounds good, but there are two obvious problems there.
Which are?
Well, the question of visas and such things, and also the fact that 2 weeks really isn't long enough to do the place justice.
Do you think so? It's like going anywhere else for 2 weeks.
I'd like a bit longer, though.
We'll drop that one, then. Only two more left, and both Spain, by the look of it. What does everyone think about Andalusia?
Sounds good. I've always wanted to visit Granada and Cadiz and Ronda.
Yes, and it's got the food and wine, and the beaches in the south. We could hire a car and drive around.
Ah, but hang on. Before you get carried away, it'll have the same problem as Morocco. It'll be too hot. It's 40 plus degrees there in August. It'd be too much for me, I think.
Point taken. So what's left then?
A beach holiday in Spain? Marbella or Tenerife?
No!
Why not?
It's full of tourists. Beer-drinking Brits and Germans. And you can't relax because there's always someone trying to lure you into their restaurant or sell you something. But listen, I've got an idea.
What's that?
What about Cyprus?
A package holiday?
Yes, but with a difference. You get the beaches, the food, the wine and the history. Aphrodite, St. Paul's travels, the recent stuff with the division of the island and the way it's slowly coming back together. You get a real melting pot of cultures. The Cypriots, Greeks, the Turks, and a whole mixture of Middle Eastern influences. And you can go for short trips to Egypt or Lebanon or Jordan. How does that sound?
Well, it's got the advantage of being a bit cheaper than some of the other options too.
After listening to the dialogue, answer the following questions. If you don't know the answers, listen to the recording one more time. What holiday destination did they propose first? Why did the friends reject going to Israel? What are the advantages of going to Morocco? What cities has Andy always wanted to visit in Andalusia? Where did they finally decide to go? What are the attractions of Cyprus?